Kentucky real estate headlines. KY Building Permits: What Agents Need to Know About Barn Dominium Construction. A new overview explains the permits required to build a house or barn dominium in Kentucky and highlights additional permits that may be necessary for barn dominium projects. Real estate professionals in KY need permit clarity to guide clients on build-ready lots, avoid closing delays, and spot compliance red flags before transactions stall. Review the permit checklist at the source URL to familiarize yourself with barn dominium-specific requirements you may field from buyer and seller questions. Kentucky Real Estate Headlines. KY Property Records Search Tool. Deeds, liens, and owner data in one place. PropertyChecker.com offers a centralized Kentucky portal to search property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, tax records, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in KY can streamline due diligence and client research without juggling multiple county databases. Bookmark as.kentucky.propertychecker.com/ for faster property record lookups across Kentucky. Kentucky Real Estate Headlines. Warren County PVA Joshua R. Hardy offers KY property valuation resources. The Warren County Property Valuation Administrator's website provides property assessment information for the Bowling Green area. Accurate PVA data helps KY agents price listings competitively and advise clients on tax implications. Bookmark htwarrenkypva.com to verify assessed values and exemption status in Warren County. Kentucky Real Estate Headlines. Kenton County PDS launches online portal for all building and zoning permits. Planning and Development Services of Kenton County now accepts all building zoning, planning, and subdivision permit applications through a single online submission portal designed to save time and effort. KY real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and client transactions by directing builders and developers to this centralized Kenton County permitting system. Share the portal with clients pursuing projects in Kenton and County. PSKC.org/services, onestop-shop/building-permit/. Kentucky Real Estate Headlines. Louisville commission rates hold at 5.66%. 2026 survey data for KY agents. A February 2026 survey of local agents found that 5.66% is the average real estate commission rate in Kentucky, with guidance on how Louisville real estate commission works and how consumers can save on realtor fees. KY agents need current local commission benchmarks to remain competitive and articulate their value in a market where consumers are increasingly fee-conscious. Review the full Louisville commission breakdown at https://listwithclever.com/average-realestate-commission-rate/lackey/Louisville/ to inform your pricing conversations. Kentucky Real Estate Updates. KY Realtor Commission Fees Edge Below National Average in 2026 Survey. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in Kentucky is 5.66%. This figure gives Kentucky real estate professionals a benchmark for pricing their services competitively within the local market. Review the full survey data at the source URL to see how your rates compare. Kentucky Real Estate Updates. Jefferson County PVA launches KY Property Search Tool. Jefferson County PVA provides an online property search form for looking up property records. Real estate professionals in KY can quickly access Jefferson County property data for valuations, comparables, and client due diligence. Use the Jefferson County PVA search tool at jeffersonpva.ky.gov/property-search to streamline your property research workflow. Kentucky Real Estate Updates. KY Commission Rates in Focus, What Realtors Should Know for 2026. A new guide breaks down what sellers can expect to pay in real estate commission in Kentucky and how they can save. Understanding commission expectations helps Kentucky real estate professionals better serve clients and stay competitive in pricing conversations. Review the full KY Commission Breakdown at the source URL to prepare for your next listing conversation. Background and context, why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of KY cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day, and in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most KY jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission.